If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Awesome. And welcome back to another episode of Behind the Anvil. Which I ought to get an anvil desk. We're here tonight with Sam Waterfield of Sam Squatch Forge. Talk about his journey and everything else. And boy, I gained some weight again, damn it. Get in here. We're still adjusting things. He'll disappear. If he disappears like that. Sam, introduce yourself. Let us know. We're going to talk tonight. We're going to kind of just go on with what got you into knife making, how you found the shop. And how you deal with my calls in the middle of the day. Hey, I have an idea.
We both keep disappearing out of this. Yes.
Well, we probably ought to come a little. We'll bring this in a little closer. Maybe that's the. And Sam disappeared. Anyway, go ahead, Sam.
I've always had a fascination with knives and swords and stuff like that. As a kid, I used to carve out of branches and sticks and.
Remember, talk up loud.
But
it's invisible.
I pretty much just kind of gave up on it. And then I was working in a steel mill years ago and talked the machinist into letting me build a knife in the machine shop. And I built it, had hardened everything, but sharpened in a handle, and it got stuck in a box and sat in that box for 20 some odd years. And then one day on Facebook, I was sitting there and this popped up. Simpson.
Yeah. Guys,
Zach.
Simpson, Zach Simpson, our buddy out of Kentucky. Shout out to Zach. He was doing his yard work. All for shit's sakes.
Landscaping.
Simpson Landscaping or something like that. Yeah. We were doing a giveaway, mutual giveaway with him.
Yep.
So.
And I'm like, well, what the hell? I'll try. So I put my name in and shared it. And then the night of the drawing came up and. I won the knife, and
that's funny. What third in Kentucky?
Yeah,
and then back to Utah.
I was like, well, after I won, and I'd heard it was made by Mike's Damascus. I looked it up on Facebook and Google, and found out that he was down here in southern Utah. And I messaged Zach. I says, well, cripes, that's just down the road. I'll go get it. And he's like, no, I got it here in Kentucky.
I forgot about that story.
So they shipped it down. It showed up. And I was just like tickled. And I thought that was cool. So I started doing more research on Mike. Found out that he offered a build your own knife making class. And called up and got him more information about it. And took the class with my nephew, and we both built knives, went out of here, and
Well, that's back when we were running the Coke Forge.
Yeah.
And that was like my third or fourth class.
It was actually July 24th.
Yeah, right in the middle of the
It was
heat.
hot.
It was. Even in the we started early, like 8 o'clock in the morning, it was still hot.
Yeah.
We were
And
wringing wet by that time. I think that's before I hadn't even seen the shop, but it wasn't a very good one.
no, you didn't
It
have
was in
to.
the window mount
Yeah.
one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. And took the class and then got home and was showing all my friends. I said, dude, look, I made this. And they thought it was
And
pretty
then the
cool.
hook was set.
Yeah, pretty much. And so I started getting some tools and stuff like that to try my hand at it again. And Mike was gracious enough that I called, and every time I'd call, he'd answer my questions,
Least I
and
hope I did.
yeah,
But
pretty much we developed a friendship, and then
become the Champ Princess.
I was probably
You're stuck with that.
8, 10 months. And the funny thing is, it was originally
I
8 months.
know. We'll get into that one. Squirm a little bit. Sorry.
But at about 8 or 9 months into my doing my own thing, Mike called up and he says, hey, I need some help. Can you come help me with a class? And I came down and I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm qualified for this. And he says, hey, you're doing good. So I helped with that first class, and then the next class came up that he needed some help, and I came down and helped with that. And pretty soon it was pretty
Now he's
clean.
living in the spare bedroom on most weekends now.
Yeah, any spare weekend I can get out of the city and out of that rat race and away from all that BS up in the, I wouldn't say big city, but it is a big city.
Well, Salt Lake Valley's got
Yeah,
all. I mean,
Salt Lake Valley, it's
that's a major city. I mean, the city within a city within a. Yeah, too many Californians. But we don't say that too loud. Behind.
we try to say don't California my Utah, but it doesn't work.
No.
So
I think it's time to separate the state, though. Six counties become their own little state. We need to separate. But anyway, enough of the politics. Anyway, moving on. So how far back, I mean, besides it being 20 years ago when you worked on that, you always been kind of mentioned, how far back this really gets you into what, I mean, it's probably like every
every
kid started
kid.
with their first pocket knife that grandpa or dad gave you, or
Oh yeah, my first pocket knife, well, it wasn't a pocket knife. My grandfather was going through crap, and he found my uncle's K-bar,
ooh.
and he's like,
Hey, did you
here's
know
a
they're
knife.
still made in USA up there, boy, up there in Idaho? I think it's
Yeah.
Boise, or just north of Boise, or somewhere around that area. If I say that wrong, I apologize. The internet will correct us.
Yeah, they always do.
We'll get it in editing.
But so he gave it to me, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, I had got a little bow for my birthday or something like that, and had a stick and was whittling a notch in it, and sure as shit, that stick broke and drove that K bar right into my finger.
Ooh, been there, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I put a chainsaw on this leg, on my left leg, and a another one off the buffer the year later into my right leg, almost hit my femoral. And here, what, 2 years ago? Yeah, it's been 2 years ago this August. I ventilated myself right in the belly, gave myself another belly button, and right in front of this
A
poor gal.
customer. Oh,
She showed, yeah, she passed out. It was actually her paring knife that I just sharpened. I was demonstrating how to use a sharpening stone, and she asked a question mid explaining something. I paused and I think about how to make it, and I wasn't paying attention. Of course, this belly was a lot bigger. I was like, just hey, I wonder if I could disappear. And I am gonna wear a green shirt, so this will disappear. So
half green.
yeah, half green. Whoop. We were talking about the earlier squirrel moment. Yeah, wearing green shirts that way, we're just arms and head, so you know that'd be fun. Anyway. The customer came in, found me on the internet, and I guess I better move in a
She
little
was passing through on
to
her way to Colorado.
Colorado
It
to
was
something
cooking
else.
school.
Not only was out there in Boulder, Colorado, one of those hippie
Some,
fests.
yeah.
She fit the part. Nice lady. She fainted right there in the shop when she saw the blood on her knife. course, I cleaned it up. We sterilized it. I'm sitting there, wiping off. She passed on the floor. I go run in the house. He's in here, keeping watching some Netflix series. But, it was poor gal. By the time we got back out, she made her way outside the shop, sitting on the sidewalk, just kind of like this. Sight of blood did bother her quite a bit. I'm not trying to make fun of her or anything.
It was a moment.
It was a moment for everybody. And then, we'll get over there and, I kind of told the doc, I guess this is a 20-year thing, is every 20 years apparently I'm going to stab myself. And she's like, do we need to do a 72-hour hold? And I'm like, and Sam's sitting over there and I looked at her and says, you know what? I think 3 days in a solitary confinement, three hots in a cot and a padded room. Where do I sign? You don't need it. I was like, rude. But
Yeah.
anyway, back to you. Sorry, squirrel moment. Sorry, we got those squirrel moments.
Oh yeah.
Back
So
to you. Your pocket knife took your K-bar into your finger.
yeah, and then I've always had a fascination with weapons, edged weapons and others. Collected swords and knives, and I mean I've got a
Hell of a Creep Peterson collection going on too.
yeah I got
All three generations.
yeah still need one. The third,
I thought you got one of these. No?
I've won one on auction.
Yeah, you got one of hers, right?
Yeah,
Oh, okay. Well, speak up, speak
then
up.
she owes me one.
Oh, she owes you one. Okay. Oh, that's right. She still owes you that one, yeah.
Yeah,
The one of the little small ones. I'll get after her butt.
but
Now she's got that bevel.
grinder,
Bevel guide
yeah.
to help do that. So she's got no excuse.
Yeah. So
There, remember to talk
yeah,
about that.
I've
He's
collected
quiet, so we got to remind him to speak up.
I've collected pocket knives and like I said, swords. I've got two replicas of the Kill Bill swords. I should say unalive Bill, so nobody gets in trouble. It's a movie. I mean,
Yeah.
they can type it in and it'll show up on YouTube.
Yeah, that's all right. So,
But and then I've
well,
got,
they scan this for copyright material, so they'll put up if it's copyrighted, so the people get credit, whatever.
the triple set of the
There don't give me one.
Highlander
So
samurai swords,
nice.
and just I always, like I said, I've always had a fascination with knives, and now I'm building them,
Yeah,
and
when I said he got hooked after that class, so how much do you think you've spent so far since?
between materials and auction and crap like that, I don't even
Well,
want
no, not just purchasing. I mean, for your shop, your own
my
little.
shop. Oh,
You're probably close to 10 grand now.
yeah, pretty close to 10 grand.
You still got another grinder to pick up. I mean, it's a sickness.
Yeah, it's addictive.
Hey, I don't know what the more. I mean, it's more productive than cocaine.
Remember, kids, don't heat and beat steel.
Yes, heat beats steel.
Yeah.
Say no to drugs.
It's a safe, somewhat safe
Well, yeah, under
hobby
good direction, and
skill.
once you learn how to do the safety, the way to do it safely and everything else, definitely in the area if you want to get into it. There's a lot of YouTube videos. Reach out to a local bladesmith or blacksmith. Maybe say, hey, can I come watch? Maybe in some of, hey, can I come watch you for an hour for $50? Give them a little, sometimes they'll just tell you to come in and watch. Just start a conversation with them.
Do some research, find out. I mean, I know we did the Balloon Fest. We took a forge up there, an anvil and a grinder,
Yeah,
and
that was Mickey's Mouse setup.
we were making railroad spike knives. People were just loving it.
I think I'm going to get my network once I get a network up on the website up, a directory and such like that. Maybe see if anybody wants to throw some coin for once a year to help pay for the website and do a directory on there. Dustin did that for a while too to help
Yeah.
cover his. Big shout out to Dustin Rhodes. My arm disappeared. I don't know. I guess I'll turn this way a little bit. I'll show this sexy body off. Because we're behind the anvil's behind us. It should be in front of us. Don't worry. This is just our temporary
You could
studio.
always get that wooden one that I made
Yeah.
and just put it right on your computer or something so that you just
It
get.
might cut it out though.
Don't
We
know.
could probably put an image of it somewhere in the background. Like,
Raise it up. About
It
no, yeah, it'd
or
be clear up in your
yeah, see,
yeah.
it's green. That's why
Well,
my
this is
that's
green.
green. But anyway,
So
digress.
well, see, now it's not disappearing, and it's still green.
Yeah. Look, is your hands oh.
It's still green.
Like yeah, for I don't know. Computers. I guess it anyway, back to your story as we're going squirrel. Cheers, by the way. We'll get set up so we can have some
Adult
cigars.
juice of your choice.
Yep.
That's what we needed to get is a couple of cigars and
Yep, like I said,
but you need ventilation.
once we get the other studio the way I want to set up and everything, see if we can find us a silent running air filter and I'll
Yeah.
stuck it up. No, we're not gonna sit there and not smoke it up, hot box it,
Hot
but
dogs.
hot box it like we used to in the day. So
Not saying that we've ever done that.
back to you got your power hammer now.
Started out, like I said, it started out with crap I could afford. Dock cargo
Oh yeah.
instead of actually who it is.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can say their name, but so if you can figure out who Dock Cargo is.
There you go. Yeah, what kind of kid, I mean, I don't mind supporting like other people like Shake Hayes, Spice Rubs,
Spice Rub.
them like that. But bigger people, yeah, if they want to sponsor, then we'll be glad to drop name drops and do our live read in. But anyway, we're sitting here in our fancy dancy studio chairs, which we're going to hopefully build this up. This is fun. Anyway, go back on. Got your power hammer, got your
So,
fork, you
yeah, I
started.
started out with a $70 grinder and a railroad
Track
track
anvil.
anvil. And I think my first big purchase was my forge. And that was probably the most expensive thing at the time.
And we're going back like 3, 4 years now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, back to no. Well, I took the class in 2020 because it was right in the middle of
That's right. It was
COVID
right in the
hit.
middle of COVID. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that, man, I had so many classes lined up for that year. I was looking. If that crap hadn't have happened, they hadn't shut us down. And the way things were coming up and the inquiries and everything, I should have hit 100 grand that year. I really should have. That really shut it down. There's a lot of guys that shut it down. I talked to the local mayor. It's like, if I'm going to still run my business, you guys can kind of yes, yak off there like, we don't care that we're not buying the BS and everything else. Just stay safe. It's like it's one or two people, and that's about it.
Yeah.
I think I already had a touch of COVID before they shut everything down. I couldn't taste my coffee for a week. Never thought about it, and everybody else was getting that weird bug. But anyway,
The funniest thing about that is you see these people, oh, I'm on my 10th booster. What are you on? I was like, I have never even been tested for it.
neither have I.
Never
I mean, I got it like a year later, like 2 years later.
had it.
That you know of. Some people have had it and I didn't know it.
Yeah, I'm not a clue.
Anyway, enough of the
Don't
COVID.
know, don't care.
Yep. Anyway, we were doing that and we were fortunate. We sweated out. That's what we did. We
Yeah.
sweated out in front of a coke forge. Ooh, look at my legs. Ooh, better drop that
Keep
down.
disappearing.
We are very comfortable.
Yeah, shorts and t-shirts and kicking back.
So, you got your stuff, your forge and everything. You've been making a little bit. You've been playing around. You made several of them. You come down as a thank you to come down and help me and everything. You get to use my shop and the tools and forge out some stuff here and
Yep.
there. He's got a little corner set up for himself. We call it the Sam Squatch corner. Of course, he's sitting right up
I'm
front of.
multi-shot.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
Right. So, oh shit, there was somewhere I was going with this, but so where do you want to see yourself in the next year or two? I know you're trying to get your place fixed up. Maybe hopefully you can flip that and get out of the just shitty
get out of the big city and go
water
down
tank. We're going to keep
where it's
hydrated.
nice and calm.
Water. Wishes. In this night banking, so far, in like you said, your Sam's You finally came up with set up with a forge name,
Yeah.
Sasquatch. What made you come up with Sasquatch? Besides the fact you're like 6'5" or whatever.
Sasquatch was a nickname a bunch of the guys gave me on the construction crew. I think it was because my boss and his son were both there, and the one's like 5'2", 5'3", and the other one I think is 5'5", 5'6".
Hobbits.
And
There's Gandalf.
they were sitting there, and here I am, clear up here, and they're down here, and the kid's like, "Dude, you look like a Sasquatch," and it has stuck.
There you go.
Of all the nicknames I've had, they used to call me Rush, short for Rushmore, Mount Rushmore.
Big tall guy.
Yeah. And but Sasquatch has stuck. I mean, it's been
Do, do, do,
2010,
do.
so I'm 15
15
years.
years, yeah, 15 years. Holy hell, it's been that long since 2010. Damn.
Yeah, we were building the bridges across I-15 and the railroad tracks in Springville.
Damn, that's been a minute.
Yeah. But
Remember, talk about it.
and I had gone through some. I had a guy I was growing up with. I grew up with his son, and he had a carpentry business. And that was the original name that I had thought of, is taking it off of his. It was Roustabout Woodworks. It's gone out of business now. He's probably in his 80s now, if he's still alive. I haven't gone and seen him since my parents passed, and that's been 12 years. So
And your dad was a barber too,
my
so you
dad was a
definitely
barber.
understand. Did he use the straight razors
Yeah,
back in
he
the
had the
day?
straight razor.
Razors a lot of
Right at the end is when they started doing you couldn't use straight razors.
but you could use a
You had to
disposable,
use the disposable straight razors.
which is understandable, but still kind of. I need to get one made. I'm gonna go because I can take it over to the barber, and he'll that's gonna be cool to get a fresh shave with one of my own blades. Yes, you will. You can.
I tried to talk him into it when we went to Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I had one of my dad's fancy ones with the carved ivory grip.
Huh. Well,
Yeah.
maybe I'm special, I
He's
guess.
like, I can't.
As long as he can, maybe something changed then. Maybe I, well, then I guess maybe I'm wrong, but so.
But yeah, it's the Board of Health.
Government. You disappeared again.
Yeah, it depends on which way I turn my head.
Oh, that's funny.
But
But anyway, back onto it. It would still be cool if we could do that.
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've made a straight razor, but
Yeah. I have, and it hadn't been that great.
the handle's a little tricky, but
Yes. Getting that stop just right. I made one, and it turned out all right. Gave it to a friend and such. So where the hell were we? We went squirrel for a minute.
it's
Talk
I,
about your.
we apologize because we are going to squirrel this thing
Oh yeah, that's what I'm gonna
all the way
say. That's
through.
what I say when I start dead on. So hold on, squirrel moment, folks. So hopefully that catches on
When
as
ADHD meets ADHD.
I will catch. Welcome to our ADHD talk, and it's like this in the shop too. Oh look at oh I did oh I can't disappear again. We gotta do that. See if we can get it and just go wear green and see if we can just disappear and just be floating heads. Halloween special.
Get a green t-shirt with
Because I think I can set
a
this
skeleton.
where it recognizes the green screen, even though it's generating it.
I think you get a green t-shirt with a skeleton.
There you go.
Just a head on top of a
Ooh,
skeleton.
skeleton. That's a great
Yeah.
idea. Well, back to it.
That's another thing. We'll bounce crazy ass ideas off each
Oh,
other and
yeah.
then be like, hey, that'll work.
No, but I'm not sure. Hold on. Give me a couple days. Yep, it worked. So, back to your forge, you played off, you're gonna play it off, and then you came and decided the finally settled on
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch Forge.
Yeah, I was
And it fits, it really
I
does.
was at a friend's Easter, I guess Easter egg hunt technically is what it was. It was for the kids. but she runs a nonprofit. Can I say her?
Go ahead. Yeah, drop it.
It's Otters and Others Conservation. If you get a chance, I mean, she's located in Stockton, Utah. That's exotic animal encounter. I mean, she's got capybaras. Now she has a Zorse. She just got a Zorse.
Oh, a zebra horse?
Beautiful.
Oh, I've seen pictures of that. That'd be cool.
She's got wolves, coyotes, foxes, raccoons, a camel, a kangaroo.
Hey, maybe there's an idea. Maybe we can go out there sometime, set forages, and do a we'll donate our time and everything that
we make.
If they, people come in and make a railroad spike knife, that money will go right to the refuge.
Yeah, I can talk
and
to her
I'm
about
guessing
it.
She's a charity, right?
Yeah, she's a 501c3
something or other nonprofit organization.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit organization. I mean, she does a kick-ass job. She's
maybe we'll have to get her on here. We'll do a interview too, so we can do a Zoom call too. So anything else you want to talk about your forge and everything before we dive into the shop and Beat the Smith? Well, you were on episode of Beat the Smith. Not only that, he's the shop apprentice help, the shop help,
technical support,
camera guy. Hey, go grab this.
Hey, reach up there and tack that up.
Yes, because he's taller. I'm only 5'10". You're 6'5". I don't
sorry for the pasty white legs. I work construction, can't wear shorts.
Everybody's putting their sunglasses. Good Lord, I'm not a. I just, wow, I'm worse. Bladesmith legs. So, squirrel. But anyway, what the hell was I saying? Oh, that's in the show. So we have these three help cards. Through the to Beat the Smith. We've done three. We did a mini. It's basically now the Beat the Smith is a mini series because we only did three.
Yeah.
Because we're changing gears and going with American Bladesmith.
American Bladesmith.
Which is going to be basically a TV reality show based around the shop, on what we do in the shop with Sam's help when he comes down and we're going to do builds or get ready for a show or just day to day dealing with customers and making or just producing and show you a little bit more, have some fun, do a little antics. I got thinking, maybe, we'll do. Here's a behind the scenes idea. Well, if there's an issue, I was like, all right, that's it. Outside, we'll get the boxing gloves on and then go, then get ready. They go in there and go, whee!
do the princess fight.
Yeah, the princess fight kind of thing. We'll settle that. And maybe, I'd like to get a few times where we could be, we're shooting the evening, we're sitting around the campfire talking about it and, kind of talk about the day with all the crew and everybody kind of, and maybe do a little podcast at the same time if we're filming it for the show. So, but we're still going to do
kind of a competition.
But I think it'll be American Bladesmith, Smith versus Smith episode. We'll do those throughout the same thing. The American Bladesmiths.
So pleased that we laying out.
I don't give a shit.
Disappeared.
So I mean it will be, we'll log this for adult content only, for not for kids on
the
YouTube
juice,
so
with the juice and the vape.
Yep, adult juice.
Adult juice.
But anyway, the American Bladesmith idea came up with a year or two before this. I mean, it's been a year since we first filmed that first episode. Middle of August, hot day. Chris Nielsen of Chris Ford
Nielsen Forge, I think.
Shit. Sorry, I need to get him on here. Shit. Sorry, Chris. We did that one called did we even name that
didn't
one?
Name that one. It was the D&D Tactical that we
maybe that's what it was called, the D&D Tactical Challenge.
Right. It could have been a memorial to Dan's dad.
It was, yes, that's it was dedicated for Dan's dad, Dan DeMille and Brian DeMille, our judges. I need to get those two on here.
Both have their own small business.
So, literally, I came up with the idea of Beat the Smith, watching a couple of reels on something. I thought it was that way. It was a carpenter versus a professional carpenter, but it wasn't. It was something else. Literally sitting on the Great White Throne there. And boom, this idea called Kevin up. Hey, da 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 da. He's like, dude, that's going to be easy. So we did some crowdfunding, got some cameras. Totally screwed up everything 30 ways this Sunday. The lighting was horrible. The audio
Sound was off.
was all terrible. But we did it.
We're still working on getting the sound and everything. I mean, if you watch my episode, it's closer, but it's still a little bit off.
Off. And episode three really nailed it, thanks to Brad. We did episode two was quite the deal, or a big deal, or something with dill pickles, because our friend Brian
Does not like dill pickles
doesn't like pickles, anything
in the
pickle.
least.
And so we put pickle jar. Kevin's like, dude, you got pickle jars? We had those, like, dude, on it. I had pickle jars everywhere in there, and we're eating pickles right in front of him. I think the reason why he didn't stay for day two, he had enough of the pickles. He was like, I'm out of this pickle.
And it was jokes about pickles and
It was quite a deal.
yeah.
It definitely co there's some definitely not kosher moments too, so
Yeah.
it was a cracking bit, kind of a good snap in a. So go check that out here on the YouTube channel here on American Bladesmith channel. Episode two is quite a deal. We got three. We're going to call that our Beat the Smith mini series. Only three episodes. And we're going to gear up and start filming later this year. We're going to film a bunch of them, let the guys edit it, and probably drop it next fall.
Yeah. So like he was saying, the three help cards that I do
Oh, yeah.
in the shop, there's the talk it through, the show, and then the third is
Hands on.
hands-on,
But if
where
you use the hands on, if you use the hands on,
beforehand, then
then
you
and you
wipe out
lost
the
out the
other.
other ones.
Yeah.
I think I honestly think,
Daisy's the only one that didn't use a help card until the very end.
So
And she knocked it out of
did
the
we use
park.
any other help? I mean, I did have you on your sharpening because you were kind of nervous about on that
After
flip.
having that two
Flip.
belts
Oh yeah,
snap
after getting bitch slapped by a belt, yeah,
twice.
twice.
And then there was the one where I went to first profile my blade, and the first one that I did snapped in half.
Yeah, we got that. You gotta go check that out. The audio in the video is a little off, so bear with it. Watch it. Man, I'm gonna be hitting this for a minute. I'm getting here a little bit more, but it was awesome. So dive into Beat the Smith. Of course, I get these weird ideas. I get thinking of the shop. I get thinking of, like, who can I call? Who can I? Sam's available. Hey, I got an idea. What is your first thought goes through your mind when you hear that? Oh shit.
This could be fun, or this could be a nightmare.
So unusually it's been fun and a nightmare at the same time, because I'll tend to get really too excited and
Have to mention it. I mean, I have to tell him to slow down.
slow down, breathe.
His mouth is about three steps behind his brain.
That ain't no shit.
He thinks he's told me something, and his
Well,
brain
you do the
is.
same damn thing.
Well, I
You
know.
start, yeah. We ADHD, you're having the conversation, you start at mid-sentence, and you're like, what? So did you start that in your head? Hold on, Greenville. Oh yeah.
Rewind. This is how it should have gone.
Right. Oh, I think I need a little water. Don't mix with that adult juice. Oh yeah, we got tables on this.
You have
Right.
tables. I don't have
Oh.
tables. I'm not high class in it.
Well, I'm just like,
Well, my one at home does. This is
oh.
my out
Did you
here
do one
one.
sitting on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, we got this little table back here. Daisy made me for just
Father's Day, or
father. Well, she made it in the wood shop, so
yeah,
still, she did a great job and everything
he
else.
rocked it.
Posted it
Carved
on
flowers
Facebook.
in it.
Yeah, well, I think they're prouder to that,
Yeah.
but still, she programmed it, I think, herself. I posted on it. Well, that's cool. Somebody made a comment of, oh, that's cool if she made it. Like, why would I post something to say my daughter made it? And if she
If
didn't,
she didn't,
I
yeah,
mean,
it's exactly it.
it's like, I look at that comment like, she made it in shop class. I didn't go to her school to help her make it.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Anyway, squirrel moment. So, after going through the three episodes, I think we built something up pretty good. We had Dan and Brian come in, they've been the judges.
Yeah.
We did one of the challenges with me and Daisy. I lost the third episode. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched it. It was Butter Me Up Knife Challenge, because we
She
just
served
buttered.
him up on a slice of butter.
So like,
Slice of toast.
slice me like hot butter right in half. But That was a great episode. We screwed up. And I think what the problem was, I think it was because we plugged everything in the mic system. So I think it was picking an RF wave in the charger, and I think that's where that hum was coming from. Because we had that hum before in other previous episodes,
Yeah.
and they were plugged in. So I think if we don't plug, make sure everything's plugged in, charge. And I think we're going to do that, and maybe put that on us, and instead of doing this spot. I mean, this microphone does really good.
Well, I've seen some of the content creators that they like if they wear a hat,
Yeah,
they'll
they
plug it
plug
right
it,
there
and
onto
that's
the.
the same kind of thing we've got
Yeah.
there. They have one they sell on a platform that that hooks in your phone really good. I've got these. I think that's what the problem is. I was having a charge, and that's picking up an RF wave. And that's interfering. Because any other time we didn't have a plug in, we didn't have that problem. But any time it was plugged in, I mean, we lost a lot of video. I'm headless.
You lost some of the funniest stuff on her
Oh,
episode.
yeah, I know. I mean, just.
Oh, she had us rolling.
But hey, we at least caught the glove part, put on the. Don't do that. Of course, I wasn't allowed in the shop. We did something different on that. Oh, come on. Somebody's thinking about me. Something we did different on that episode is we decided to make it better for her, so we're not interfering with you.
Because, I mean, you've all had to work with your dad, and it's an intimidation factor. So,
And try not to do that. So we, I,
for her ease of mind and everything, as soon as I keep quitting security.
here, he's really an apparition. We're shrieking beyond ours. So you gotta,
So when she was actively forging and grinding like that, we had Mike step out
Well,
so
it was
that,
mainly the forging part.
yeah.
So we filmed me making the knife first. Then we swapped, and then she came in, did her forging part, and then we did the finishing and grinding together. Trying to, and then the little what we call, I think, excuse me. Gotta get some water there. Apologies about that. I think we'd call them mic moments, education moments, or whatever we called them, or whatever. I can't wait to go back and look to see if that made it the cut. And Brad did a nice job on stuff. Like in the second episode on yours, it's like, some of the audio disappeared and it popped up, Kevin, from Home Alone.
Yeah.
And that was funny. But Brad did a really nice job. We had another gentleman was going to try to do it, but his. Once he got a hold of it, his work schedule just blew up, which is awesome because the guy does really great work.
Yes, he does.
I hope to get one of these days we can afford to get him down here to film a few episodes. But yeah, so being part of that and being part of the journey of the shop, which I appreciate coming down and everything else. Now you don't have to crash on the couch. You can actually have
And
a.
it's been fun for me. I mean, there was, when did we go to Texas? 21?
No, 22.
22. So, I mean, we went down.
Texas
I mean,
Select down there in Bellevue,
I was
Texas.
pretty much here every weekend from the end of October until the
I think it
end of
was
March.
January.
Hey,
Where
I thought it was end of March.
was it that we started that early? Because I thought we just started in January when I come
Oh
back.
no, huh?
Did we start
Because
that early? Because I
I
know
was down.
we did 50 knives in 41 days.
I was down here. I mean,
Well, yeah, but
Thanksgiving and Christmas,
start building the stock up. That's
build the
right.
stock up.
But
We.
we didn't really lock in until that end of January, February. I think between February 1st and mid March, towards the end of mid March, we did,
Like
with your
50.
help. There's no way I would have pulled it off. We of various different sizes of knives. We did 50. I think we ended up taking 50, and then some of Dad's as well.
Yeah, and we took Shea K's down there
Yep.
and Dan DeMille's comic
On the
book,
bus.
and it
That show was
the
awesome.
first year was awesome. The second year
Here.
was full on Bidenomics,
Yep. But we
and
still did pretty decent that year.
we did okay, but nothing like the year
First year.
before.
That was a big weekend. That was a lot of. I was quite. I was. I'd have been happy if it had been a third of that.
Well,
Even a quarter.
we even came back with custom orders.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, that's right. Met some good guys and such. It was funny. We was looking up hog hunts on the way back because we found out we
You
had
see
we didn't
them.
have to hurry back because I was full time at the same time. And anytime we went out of state or something, Sam ended up getting a new job, laid off, or yeah, just if you want to digress on
Oh,
that.
the first one, just difference of opinion with the company I was with, and I got back and got called into the office, and they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna go this way, and you're gonna go that way." And then the second year went down. I had had enough of the BS that I was dealing with at work, and pretty much told them, "Yeah, I'm out."
Yeah, we were looking at the hog hunts, and you're looking at the one ranch we were looking at, and it had advisory of altitude of
Yeah.
200 feet.
Yeah, their advisory. Be prepared for steep climbs, 200 feet. Come on, please.
Altitude, I think, was it steep climb and altitude to 200 feet?
Well,
Or...
there was the altitude change, the warning was on the highway.
Oh, okay. I thought it was on the ranch or something.
No.
Oh, steep climbs at
We
200 feet or
yeah,
something.
steep climbs, elevation
Feet
changed, and it ended up like being 200 feet.
or
And
something
it's
like that. We're
like,
like, what? That's Prairie Dog Mount Hollow. We
yeah, pretty much.
know we're in the middle of
But
Utah, and we got, I mean, around here, I think
10,000.
Molly's Nipple is 10,000 feet.
Yeah.
The Tushers are about 11,000. So we got some pretty high mountains here, so we're used to it. So we're like, please.
Nothing against Texas. Texas is
Oh,
beautiful.
beautiful. If they had mountains like we did,
If yeah,
I'd be
because
gone. I would slip.
you get in there and it's like, it's so flat, and they're like, "No, this is hill country."
Well, where's the hills?
Yeah, you got some mounds over there.
We went down the second year we went down, we went mount we took I decided we weren't gonna go explore. We went down through Lubbock, out down that way to cut over to go to Seguin, Texas. Say it right, because if you don't, a Texan will show up and correct you on the pronunciation.
Yeah.
Hey, I said the word right.
Yes, you did.
Pronunciation. Hey, I like this night. We went down to meet Jose of Third Day Coffee Seguin. And
Excellent guy, excellent coffee. You can get your own. He makes it, brands it under Mike's Damascus
coffee.
Coffee,
Yep.
and there's three or four blends.
We've got
I know there's the dark roast. There was
dark roast,
the
medium
pecan.
dark, medium. There is a light roast.
There was a pecan one.
You can do a pecan one. I didn't do a pecan one. I didn't care for. Hey, I'm headless. Oh man, quiet dog. He's gonna hate you, right? He learns to be quiet. Went down to check his operation out. We did do a previous episode with Jose. And his ministry, not only
On the
Bad Coffee,
Dune.
but his ministry as well. Great guy. So, but yeah, I mean, what do you, I mean, I asked you after the show, the first time we went down there in 2021 to the Texas Select Show, put on by Cowboy and Eileen,
A Fennec, Phoenix.
Phoenix Blade, Phoenix
I
Knives.
thought it was Phoenix
No,
because there's no
Phoenix.
O.
No, Phoenix. Phoenix Knives.
There's no O.
I don't know. I thought
I
it's
thought it
Phoenix.
was Phoenix.
No, it's Phoenix. Phoenix Knives. I don't know. There's a tinker right over there. We'll get that in editing, folks. Don't worry about it. They put the show on. There's not a 2026 show because Easter falls on that weekend.
Yeah.
And it's 10 days after Blade Show Texas. And with a new shot, they're like, and everything else booked in the venue afterwards. So
Yeah, they're
we're going to
just
skip a year and go back to
stepping back for a
2027,
year.
which is going to be nice with their new shop. And
Yeah.
They moved next door, bought the shop, the Prairie Supply store next door, and it's a beautiful shop. It's the way they got their setup. I'm like, this is what I want. But do you remember what I asked you afterwards? We went down
Oh,
there.
yeah.
This first time he's ever been to this. What did you?
He asked me, he says, "What did I think?" And I'm like, "Dude, this is cool. I mean, the people were engaged and truly they'd look at some of the knives, and I mean, you've got some of the guys that are,
ABS Mastersmith.
yeah, and then I'm not sure exactly all the rules. I've read up on some of it, and it's like, yeah, you're gonna do that with my knife? I don't think so. Yeah, you can kiss my backside.
But it is a challenge. That's
Oh
part of
yeah.
it. I'm going to. I think I'm going to try the bending. I think I'm just going to try it.
Yeah, you make a blade, you spend all this time, and you make it to your perfection that is in your craft
In
and in
that
your
room.
heart. You stick that thing in a vise,
With a
you
cheater
put it
pipe.
with a cheater pipe on there, and then you bend that sucker,
90 degrees.
and then you bend it back.
Actually, I
And
think they just go to a 90, and once you reach the 90 and you
it
pass.
doesn't snap, then
Yeah.
you're passed,
Yep.
but it's got to come back up straight.
No,
So,
I don't think that. I think it's just to get to the 90. As long as it gets to the 90, I think
yeah.
that. But anyway, I digress. We can look that up online.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just like, one of the things you said is like, God, it's just like a family reunion.
Yeah, everybody was pleasant, and this smith would come over and talk to you, and you could hold up your blade and say, "Hey, what do you think of this?" And they would be like, "It looks really good. I personally would tweak it just a little bit this way." And it's like, "I didn't think of that." And
Well, if they saw something, they said, "Hey, do you mind I give you a little constructive criticism? Please do."
yeah.
I mean, and like Deke was like, "My chef dice, I had too much of
Belly in it.
a too much of belly towards the point. But I'd cut that back a little bit so it has a more smooth rocking."
Yeah.
And that's the thing I've been trying to do, keep on that. I still sometimes get a little bit of belly. I'm not trying to recuperate this belly, but.
Yeah, it's it that everybody was friendly. There was no hostility between Smiths. And like I said, it seemed like a huge family reunion. I mean, a lot of the guys that are there are Forged in Fire alumni. I can say that.
Yes, yeah, oh yeah, Forge Fire alumni.
And they've all competed. They know what's going on and what went on. And it's funny to see the different types of things that come out. There was one, and God, I love him to death. It was hilarious. He comes strutting past about 2 hours into the first day. He's like, "I sold out." And one of the other Smiths goes, "Yeah, it's not hard when you only bring one knife."
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh God, but that
Tobe,
was
Tobe,
Toby. Yeah,
Tobin, big,
Tobin.
huge,
Big guy,
burly.
awesome. Just awesome. I sold out right quick. Yeah, when you're only bringing one knife. I'll have to reach out and see if I can get him on here. Great.
Stahlhunter, he is the funniest. And his demeanor is 180 degrees different than his appearance.
Oh yeah. I mean, just big
I
love teddy
mean,
bear.
exactly. He's a huge teddy bear. And he had
That's what she
your
said. Bunch.
green
Purple.
Daisy, you lost.
And so going through all this, being in the shop, helping out on builds, coming down the point when we take off, me and Daisy go for a trip or something. You come down, hang
Yeah,
out, watch the house,
watch the house,
take care of the
take
animal,
care of the animal.
babysit the dog, which I think now we'll probably start taking the dogs with us because the more hotels are pet friendly. Some shows are pet friendly. We'll probably take the dog with, so you don't have to be tormented with a ball.
My fault.
Yeah, your fault. That is your fault. Hit the dog, Lou did not care to. I mean, he played fetch for before 10 minutes. Now he brought this one squeaky ball down that his dog didn't like, and that Lou fell in love with it. I mean, that lasted almost a year, and I don't know how many balls I bought. That dog's destroyed over the last three flipping years. So, duck you, duck you, duck, duck, duck.
Yeah.
Squirrel moment.
Yeah.
So, all in that, you ready to gear up for a show one of these times?
Yeah.
I mean, get your own table and.
Well, I did, like I said, I did that Easter one,
Yep, yeah.
and with Otters and Others, and it wasn't my bad for the show that I chose to make my first, because it really wasn't blade oriented. It was more freeze-dried foods and honey and candy and
Hey, that, but you know,
I
I
don't
used to go to
like.
gun shows, and we've been to gun shows like, you know,
We've done Texas Select twice. We've done the Blade Show West. We've done
yeah,
the
a
gun
gun
show.
show. Yeah, we've done a gun show. And actually, the Texas Select Show is the largest custom knife show there
Knife
is. Now, they are letting a few other makers, as long as it's handmade, come in.
yeah
And we're trying to build it bigger. Isaiah and Isaiah is his name, a cowboy. I think
yeah
his name is Isaiah. I just call him cowboy. Honestly, I didn't know what his
that's all
real
I
name knew it was cowboy.
I knew
I
his
was sure it
wife's
was
name.
Eileen, yeah, sweetheart, something there. What was really funny is I took Daisy down there in the cold weather snap that we had here, followed us down there. And actually, on the way back, there were little piles of snow in Amarillo, Texas. It's like, snow in Texas? What the hell? You know, you've seen it on the news, but never seen it in person. And it was like 40, 50 degrees down there. And everybody, I'm enjoying it because I just came from the
Oh,
deep
yeah.
freeze. And
They're down
that
there all
cowboy's
going
just
to put
covered
up
up. He's just, it was
carpets
cold.
and
It was cold for that guy down there. It was cold, and drinking coffee the one morning. We got down a day early.
probably in shorts.
Yeah, I was for the most part until we went to the show. And then a lot of times, because it was usually around 75, 80 degrees, beautiful, little humid, but we're about an hour. You want to keep on going some more? You good?
Whatever you want.
I you're the guest, so, but. Sitting there drinking my coffee in the sunroom, and here comes a zebra. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, look at my coffee. Steve, did you give me some kind of gummy again? And I showed up in Africa or something? Steve Kazat, big shout out to Steve and African Blades. African, yeah,
I
African
still need
Blades.
to look at some of his stuff and see if he has anything available.
Yeah, I'd jump on there. So, but anyway, back to it was kind of that this year. She went and we took her hog hunt and everything else, but.
Scored
Scored. So actually, she connected with that bigger
the big
sow,
sow.
but we couldn't. It got into the brush, and we couldn't get. We were losing light, and then we went back through and got our wiener. So we and that was actually pretty good tasting. We brought it home. But back onto that, I mean, yeah, if you've been through all this, I'm thinking about maybe doing Oklahoma next February. If I think there's some tables left, so we can split a table if you're interested. Split everything out. We can go try that. It's only $25 to show sign up for the group too. I need to re-up my membership with the Oklahoma Knife Group. But all this you've seen, the show ideas. What's your perspective? I want to get your perspective on that. We're gonna go. We're now be able to do an hour, maybe longer now because I upgraded my subscription here to do that.
So, subscribe.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, forget. Thank you for.
Click and
Don't forget to
subscribe.
subscribe to the YouTube channel, and American Bladesmith.
Every bit helps.
Yes, share, like, comment. But all the stuff you've been involved with the last few years, what is your perspective of the shop and my wild ideas?
I don't think there's been anything that I haven't jumped in wholeheartedly with.
Sometimes might have regretted it because cried yourself to sleep. What did I do?
Curled up in the fetal position.
Position, right? I mean, we've all been there.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it's an experience. It for me, because I do construction and I have this and deadlines and everything like that. It's a mental release for me to just sit there and let the steel tell me what it wants to do.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Or you're like trying to get the move. Sorry, let me cut you. It's
No.
like, yeah, you're forging, and you're like, you have an idea, and you hit it, and well, that's not right, but
I like that.
oh, how that's a better idea. I mean, you've had that experience, so tell me what experience like that you've been done.
It's like I said, it's you sit there and you have an idea and a plan in your head, and then you start working it, and the steel will tell you what it wants to be. I mean, you can't I mean, there's guys that believe me. I mean, I've seen some of the crap that they, the patterns that they do, and it's beyond me how they do it.
Oh, Cardio Sobral out of Brazil. Oh, you see new stuff. Man, that the mosaic Damascus, like, I can't even fathom.
There's one of the guys down here that was at the event you put on here at the City Hall.
Oh, John,
Maker's Market. I can't remember what you called it.
yeah, that was a Craftsman Show,
Craftsman
whatever.
Show. But he had a billet that he had made, and
Yeah, that he was from Northern Utah, up in Tremonton area.
he had a billet that on the side, if you looked at it like you look at an eraser on a pencil, had the American flag.
Yeah, try.
I was like stunned. I'm like, how in the hell?
And we talked about doing something like that
Yeah.
on and off, and I think I got in the way and I watched videos, but it's like, eh, that's a lot of work. But
It's like I don't even understand how. I mean, Deke
Parker
Parker, yeah,
did the pheasant.
the pheasant.
Pheasant
He
that.
had a knife at that first Texas Select that had a row
A
of
pheasant
pheasant
flying out of a
flying.
bush. And you can see the butt. Sorry,
Yeah, I was like, there is no way you had to laser engrave that. And he's like,
no.
no, it's in the billet. It's
And I think what he on that one, we're gonna have Deacon. We're gonna get him on, and then we're gonna get do a joint. I had Sean on.
Now he is
Sean,
ABS certified.
I think he's a junior Smith.
I
He's got his
know. I
JS.
know. We the last time we were
Yes,
down,
he's JS. He's got his JS. He's got his junior Smith. And he's working towards his master Smith.
he was teaching classes and he had a blade that was broken half with 37 written on it.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the hell is that? And he says, that's how many times I've bent that.
That's right, because he bent that, and he got in,
He just
and
got to the point. He's like, I'm going to see how long this will go. And he turned that sucker 90 degrees 37
37
times
times.
before it snapped.
Yeah. That's right. I remember it. Yeah, he has his JS. He has a JS Smith. I forgot about that. I'm going to have him on here soon. He's like, where's your podcast? We're going to find out. I need to do some homework. I hope I don't bore him to sleep. But yeah, I mean,
Another, I mean, I would love to go to each and every one of the Smith shops that I've met.
yeah.
I mean,
JW Randall. You met him. He's from Louisiana. Tall guy, cowboy hat. You met him.
yeah.
That's who Parker went to. He took a class from him.
Oh yeah.
I would love to go spend a week, two down there if I had the money.
Yeah.
It would be worth it. I mean, that'd be a $3,000 trip. Every penny. Shout out to JW. The only time that Jeff wins is if JW doesn't, Jeff Wagner. Only time he ever wins the in the Texas Select judging if
JW doesn't
he
show
does. But he did beat. He did. Yeah. Sorry, Jeff. Oh, I got to reach out to Jeff and get him on that. He great guy.
up. I even reach out to Cowboy.
Yes, I actually did today,
Did you?
actually. They gave me something that said, hey, we had this our schedule up to the second. We're free after that. So I guess Monday I'm going to sit down and look at the schedule and maybe just do a midday on Wednesday or something. So, because I'm back to full time right now, working for myself for a little bit. Still looking for another day job.
Speaking of parting ways with somebody that you didn't
Well, it just.
work and play well with.
I don't play well with others. My mom said that.
Difference of
And
opinions.
it's okay. I'm happy because I was really just about to the point of just leaving myself. But they just helped me through it. And it's like, we're just going to go, your past your 90 days, which was fine. The work was fine. It just, I don't know. I guess I'm just not made for working in that kind of setting. A lot of the people were there, they were great and everything else. It wasn't for me. And I might have had a little bit of bad attitude towards a few
Well, when
things.
you get switched around with no explanation and like that, I
Yeah.
understand.
Yeah, I mean, but that's here, no here. We'll kind of avoid that.
Yeah, get it.
But Yeah, we'll get that name. But that's fine. We're not going to mention that company's name.
No reason to.
There's no reason to, unless they want to pay some money. So,
They're big enough.
oh
They
yeah,
can pony up for a
yeah.
sponsor.
Man. Wish them luck on their adventure and what they're doing. I'm just gonna this last week being back, I have been more thankful to be back in my own shop and really motivated, doing the TikToks, doing the YouTube. Doing the more lives and doing more content and just trying to build everything up. Now we're doing the podcast. This is episode number 11. We're out in October now. That's how far we're out. We are now going to do a bit longer. We're into an hour now. I turned that off because it was about time because I was going to ignore that. I didn't want to go beep 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 beep. But do we need to take a pee break or okay? So I'm saying we can pause and then we
Maybe
can.
an adult refreshment.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Be right back. Big shout out to our friends at Shea K's Spice Rub. Check them out at Red Leg Spice.
Red Leg Spice Rub, Willie Pete
Yeah, we got
Spice
that. But
Rub.
their website is redlegrub.com. Check them out. We're going to do a free plug for our friends over there at Shea K's. Check them out. Also, you can message us there directly on the knife page at Mike's Damascus Knives. No, Mike's Damascus LLC on the FB page. We can send you some out. We got some here in the shop. Great stuff. We're going to take a break real quick and be right all right.
Back.
We're back. Little quick break there. I forgot to set the timer. All right. We're going to go for another 30. And so where were we?
Talking about anything under the sun.
Oh, anyway, back to your forge stuff.
So
You're working on some drawings, I've seen.
yeah,
Which
I've got some drawings. I've got a wedding sword that I'm in the process of working out. She's given me the parameters. She's having a Viking wedding, and I guess the tradition is the bride presents a sword to the groom.
that's
And
cool.
yeah,
I'd like to attend that if I could. That'd be
so
cool to watch.
that's in the works. And then I have another. I don't know if you want to call it a commission or kind of a challenge. One of the guys I worked with was saying that he had an old Arkansas toothpick that his brother decided he it was his. So, that brotherly
Yeah,
rivalry
no, nine.
usually ends up with
Cheers.
one of them bleeding. So, I'm going to make one of those if he doesn't want to match what it will be worth, then I'll take it to shows and see what I can do.
There you go. Yeah, it looks pretty good too. The drawing, I like it. It's pretty good.
I'm one of them weird ones that I'll get an idea in my head, and instead of just going out and start moving metal,
Bite me. I can't draw. Damn, I got an idea.
I will draw it out, and I can't draw a straight line, but I know what's in my head, and I try to put it on paper,
Better than I can.
and then when I start making it, I'll compare it, and hopefully it'll get there. Now, earlier when we were talking about nicknames, and Mike called me the
Oh, princess. Oh, God. This was on the way back from the
That
first
was
trip.
on the way back. Was it
First
on the
trip?
way back?
Yeah, it was on the way back. We
It was
stopped in Bowie, Texas.
on the way back from Texas Select. We stopped in Bowie, which kudos. That is a cool blade.
Yeah.
I will eventually make one.
What Bowie? Yep.
Yeah.
I made a few.
And we went into this little bar restaurant.
Oh, that was good food.
It was really good food. Mike, of course, orders this barbecue platter.
Oh, I had to. You're in
It
Texas, you gotta barter.
looked so good and it smelled really good. And then here I
I
am
think you
doing,
started your
I
diet
just
or your
started my program
program.
and I'm having a salad. So I finished my salad, and here's Mike over here with this just, I mean, it was like a freaking bacon sheet
It was baking sheet.
full of, I mean, ribs and brisket, burnt ends and
You're
this
in
and that,
Texas, and that's probably why I got
and
this.
then the sides. Well, as typical, they serve up, and Mike's eyes were bigger than his stomach was,
It's
so
like,
he had like half of that tray was not eaten.
yeah, and box. I needed a
So
box.
I'm like, "You want a box?" And he goes, "Yeah." And so I walked over to the waitress, cute little waitress,
Great gal.
and she was great.
What was the name of that restaurant?
I can't think of it
No,
to save my
you
butt.
continue.
It was
I'm gonna.
more of
It
a bar,
was a bar, yeah.
but I walked up, and I'm an ass, so I told her that I would give her $10 if she walked up with the box and said, "Oh, princess, you couldn't finish your meal," and hand him the box.
And I'm like, what the duck?
I can't tell if she was mortified more from his reaction or the fact that I just disappeared. I'm like a ghost. Or the fact that, I mean, the look on his
It
face
was
was
the Rat
priceless.
Pub and Eatery.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it,
She
right?
giggled. I don't.
You gotta have your glasses
Yeah,
on.
I did.
He's got to have his peepers. We're getting up there. I
And
gotta
yeah.
get.
Considering I turn 61 next month.
Oh,
Yeah.
I thought you were 65 next month. Ah!
You're number one,
Yep.
buddy.
Shout out to the Rat Pub and Eatery in Bowie, Texas. Yeah, that was some great food. I tried to get back. I was going to try to get Daisy there, but we got in late. I wasn't paying my GPS, and I ended up shooting up 35 higher. And then I come back. It was a little faster, it seemed like. But big
So,
shout out to them guys and their food and that waitress. If you're still working, if you happen to listen to this.
kudos to you. I mean,
We gave her a hell of a tip too.
oh yeah,
I think you
I
gave her like $20 to do it.
yeah, it was something, but she was timid about doing it, and she and then once he started laughing and she realized that she was okay, she had
I'm like, what
the biggest
the?
grin on her face. She thought that was funny as hell.
Oh, God, that was
So
awesome.
he was Princess originally,
Yes.
and then
I flipped it.
we went,
We were on the way
I think it
back.
was the next
No, it
day.
was the next day we
The
stopped in
next
Denny's
day
and
we
then
stopped at
Marilou.
Denny's. I got up to go to the bathroom. I come back, I sit down in the booth, and here comes every wait staff in the place, and they sit this strawberry shake down in front of me
And start singing Happy
and start
Birthday,
singing Happy
Princess.
Birthday. And I
They're
am
like, what's your
like,
name?
no, 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 it's not my birthday. I do not like strawberries.
Ah, we
First
gotta
off,
get that
I hate strawberries. I grew up in the summers, I would go to my grandmother's and my grandfather's dairy farm.
Oh,
And if it was in season,
that's what you ate.
you ate it. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. It was somehow that was in there. And strawberries and
Ah,
apricots.
water.
Yeah, pass. Big gag.
And they started
So
singing,
they
and
started
I
singing
got it to
Happy
say,
Birthday.
"Happy
And I'm
Birthday,
like, what
Princess."
the are you
Is
talking
this? They're
about?
like, "No, this is my handicap." And they were all like, and he sat there like, and it dawns on him. He's like, "You mother
Mother.
trucking."
And they're all still convinced that I'm his dad. It's my birthday. I have dementia. So they're playing along like, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm like,
Best
mother.
$100 I ever spent.
And it took me probably half an hour to convince them that I was not his father. It was not my birthday. I did not have dementia. Because he had told them that, oh, he'll probably act like it's not his birthday. And I'm like,
I gave them, it was like four waitresses, and I gave them all $25 tip for that. It was worth it. Worth it. Oh.
I was like, "What the are you talking about?" I said, No, that's the wrong table."
And it clicks.
Bad thing is, we were pretty much the only table there.
Yeah, it was a well, it was early morning. It was on Monday, I think.
Monday or Tuesday.
No, Monday. We got home Tuesday, but that's when
Yeah, so it was
we
Monday.
left with okay weather, came back to a foot of snow.
No, it was storming here that day. It started storming. We got into Colorado
Yeah,
and
that's right.
then kept
The
going. And
wind.
by the time we got to Texas, it was 75 degrees and humid as a mother.
Oh, it was beautiful though.
It was beautiful.
T-shirt weather,
Oh,
shorts.
yeah, shorts, t-shirt, flip-flops. And everybody else there is like, "Dude, it's wintertime. What are you doing?"
Yeah,
And
it's like, no,
I'm like, there
this
was
is.
6 inches of snow at home.
Well, when we got back that
There
year,
was a foot.
foot of snow. We hit wind, and or was that the next year?
That
It
was
was
the
the
next
next
year.
year we come home. Because the first year was when we hit from Colorado Springs all the way home. And yeah, we found a better route, go 70, 287 down, or go clear over to Sun of Kansas and go straight down through that way. It's far faster. But yeah, that was, but I kind of, since then, I've started flipping it on live. Hey, Princess! I'm gonna get a princess sign and put over that over by. So, and Brad talked me out of it on the credits. Was gonna put, Sam, shop help, but AKA Princess, but Brad wouldn't do it.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
You can catch him on episode one too if you're just catching this. Oh, this is funny. I mean, it's a good time. I'm looking forward to. I think. It's going to be slow because we're still digging out of the last 4 years and COVID BS and all the
Biden-omics.
stupid spending that they should never have done and the stimulating caught us. And, and 2024 was hard and I had a hell of a time. I mean, when we talked about it, it's like, dude, I got to go get a job. And I tell you what, that was,
That hurts your soul.
oh, God, I mean, I should have swallowed my pride and done a little earlier, but I was hoping and praying. But it's something I had to learn for the last year going back to work from, and that was hard for me. And because I was doing really good, I mean, I could have probably been a little more prepared for it, but I felt good enough at the time, felt good enough. I should have probably just stocked that money away. I should have, but I needed to grow a little bit. I needed some equipment. I really did. But could I have done it and not spend that money? Yes.
Yeah, but
But boy, has it ever done that press?
CNC, the press,
Yes, and
or I should say the plasma cutter,
the
not
plasma cutter, we
CNC.
got that from Dustin. That's been helpful. It
The
just,
press
even the
is
plasma
great.
cutter has been coming in handy.
Yeah.
Oh. But hey, I swallowed it. I took it. Granted, I don't play well with others. I'm still gonna look for another day job. I think I found something might work. I got I got Daisy and everything now, so I gotta
Yeah.
kind of try to work around her schedule and everything else. So we're full time
It's
right
a work in
now.
progress.
Yes, but why the strawberry thing? I mean it's not only strawberries. I guess you don't like apricots anymore.
No. I mean, once you've had apricot jelly, apricot jam, freezer jam, apricot leather.
Delicious though.
Bullshit.
Delicious.
Bullshit.
Not sure if you put enough cinnamon on it, it would be too.
Oh no. I can't even smell them without gagging.
Oh,
And my kids
I
think
think
it's
for your birthday,
hilarious.
didn't I give you a box with a big old jar of strawberry preserves in it, or just give you the jar with a bow on it? I can't
Yeah.
remember.
But
Yeah, I ended up, me and Daisy ate it because he wasn't rude.
no, the hell no. That shit's nasty. Oh, we should.
Oh, hey, there I am. I disappeared. That was funny.
It's funny because I'm like in and out.
And that's what she said. But purple. Oh, hell. Daisy missed out.
Inside joke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I guess it's the thing the kids do when somebody says that. Everybody's got to say color. If you don't, you got to make a joke or do something funny.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to go with jokes. have this thing x-rated.
Oh God. All right. We can do dad jokes. Good clean dad jokes. It's like Daisy put a comment on there. It says, when does a dad joke become a dad? When he leaves for the milk. When it leaves for the milk. That is terrible.
Watching a video the other day, and they were interviewing one of these WNBA stars. Happened to be of a certain racial descent.
To be careful of this one.
Yeah. They said, what's a secret that you don't want to know? Or that nobody knows about you? And she says that she eats her Oreos and she dunks them in water. And it flipped to another one. And this dude's like, it's because your dad never came back with the milk.
Oh!
And then it popped up, that little Asian guy, emotional damage. I was like, oh my God.
We're done. All aboard the short bus to hell. We're going to hell.
Yes,
we are.
Fucking, let me hold the door for you.
Yeah, right. So on your sword, you're talking about making the sword for this wedding and everything. Let's pull it back to some blades for a minute. We went down a squirrel moment. He disappeared. So I told you, folks, we're talking to the great beyond. Ghostbusters.
In and out. There you go. Body, no head.
Hit the. Oh, Lord, help us.
Need to figure out one and put your head over here.
That would. Well, we. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's that you're hitting in time or something.
No, it's just. I got to get a better camera, or it just doesn't like it.
I don't.
Maybe you need to come a little closer. Snuggle up with the computer. There you go. I got to get another webcam. If anybody's got a good, good high quality, and even if it's a couple $100, webcam, we can do
that
this.
They don't want to use anymore. They're tired.
Or just recommend us.
Recommendation.
Recommendation. Let us know in the comments. But yeah, we're getting up here. We got about 14 minutes. Keep it about an hour and a half, I guess. So on the sword and such, you said you plan. What's your plan of attack on this? On how to make it?
I'm gonna. She's on a budget. I mean, every wedding's on a budget, and because my daughter's planning one too. Oh my God!
I'm a ways away from that. I'm hoping 10 years. It better be 10 years.
Yeah.
And if any one of them makes me a grandpa before I'm 50, I'm cutting things off.
I love all my kids. I love my grandkids. But watching them plan a wedding is so stressful.
Just
because
go to Vegas.
You want to jump in and do everything you can. I've already told my daughter, if you have somebody that wants to do it and they're willing to do trade work, I'll make blade any kind they want. And anything I can do to help her out. And
but anyway, back to your sword.
So she's on a budget, so I'm gonna try to build it as inexpensive for her as possible, but make a good blade.
And it can be just, you know, and, I mean, even if you do go above all and get a little bit out of it.
Yeah, I'll probably end up make it extra special for her. As my help towards her,
more or less.
Yeah,
but,
I finally got some window stickers. Shout out to my little girl; she has a Cricut, and she made window logos for me.
Yes,
yeah, and she made the little logos for my blades that I can etch in. Yeah, I'll go over and above and still take it in the shorts.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
to make
good
sure she has
too,
something that is going to suit her.
Nice.
And make it extra special for her so that her day is special.
Hell yeah. Well, if not, if he takes a run, she can Highlander him.
Oh, she's already. I told her, I says, okay, I can make this and make it ceremonial and not put a real good edge on it. And she goes, oh, no, I want that sucker sharp. So if somebody breaks into my house, they don't leave.
There can only be one.
But yeah,
Oh.
after we're done with this,
Yeah.
I'll tell you some more about this individual and
All right, we'll leave that for later, but wrapping things up here. The next take the next 5 6 minutes. I can ask people, your words, basically your words of wisdom of any, from life to forging the knife making, of maybe some do's and don'ts of like getting into it.
get it hot, make it move.
And that's what she
As
said.
for do's and don'ts, green.
Purple.
For do's and don'ts, if it smells like chicken, you grab the wrong end.
We say that a lot in the classes.
Yeah, I will tell every class that I'm in that if it smells like chicken,
You
then
got.
grab the wrong end.
And you're probably squealing. Luckily, we have never had a customer injured during that class. Thank the
No,
Lord. Praise the Lord.
customer, no.
No.
But
Help.
you did burn Kevin that day.
He liked it. Don't let him lie to you. He's gonna go have a tattoo of a burn where it was, so, and have me sign it.
That was hilarious because
Well, technically, he kind of walked into me because I was just holding it up like an idiot. Oh, you know what? That's what we gotta do is get everybody down here, or we can even do it on a big group call and talk about the film. We'll have to do it on a,
kind of like
yeah,
an after
do
show.
Chris and then do you everybody together and then the final one. Oh man.
Kind of like a little after show like we did for each one of
Yeah,
the
there's
episodes
after shows too,
of the mini series.
and talk about it for the podcast
I
too.
looked that up today and it's like my episode's got over 1,000 views.
It's 1,200.
Yeah, the after shows
They're getting up there finally.
are getting up there. I think mine had like, I don't know if it was 52 or 520. I can't think.
It's up
But
there.
it's.
I'm back anyway, squirrel moment. Back to your words of wisdom here.
But like I said, it's something that you'll never duplicate. You can never walk into a store and say, hey, give me that one.
Yes.
If you build your own knife, you can pass that down for generations,
If you
and
take care of it, yep.
if you take care of it, and like the first one that I made at Mike's, I will end up in the far future, whatever,
Yeah.
I will give it to my son, my oldest, and hopefully he will give it to his oldest son. And so like
Pick up.
I'm fourth generation of Sam Waterfield, my great grandfather, my grandfather, my dad. I'm fourth. My son is the fifth generation. My grandson is the sixth generation.
Nice.
And hopefully it can keep going.
Very
I
good.
mean, I don't have much to give anybody except my good name. And
Well, I don't know about.
this is kind of a way of making myself immortal. If I build a knife that is good enough that somebody wants it,
Forge your legacy.
forging my legacy.
There you go.
And
So, and you on top of that, what do you recommend for people who's in this position or trying to get into something? Doesn't have to be knife making, it can be in the arts or whatever. Maybe they're struggling, maybe they're kind of, like me in trying to get want to go this way and do this full time,
but
but
I
can't
have more
quite
ideas
yet
and things I want to do.
do or trying to break into that field. What would be your basically words of wisdom on that? Your advice.
Find something that you enjoy doing, and you'll never work a day in your life. If it's something that makes you happy, whether building a blade, building a cabinet, painting a picture. I mean, I wish I had an ounce of the talent like my oldest. He is a fantastic artist. He has, I even had a buddy buy a picture of his and put it on a t-shirt. And that's something, I mean, I've got one of them. I'll never wear it. It's not my style, but I have that t-shirt with my son's art on it.
Nice.
That will last as long as the fabric and the thought. And like I said, if in 10, 20, 30, 40 years, hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm
There,
still
40. I
around.
mean, you give me 100. We're gonna
Yeah,
make it there.
I'll make it there. Shit, if they said if you can make it the next 10 years, you'll make it to 100.
There you go.
And yeah, that's some funny shit listening to late night radio.
Yeah.
The guy that took over for Art Bell.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Yeah.
some funny shit.
Oh.
There's some stuff on there that is like,
Yeah, there's some.
what the are you talking about? You're
I miss
laughing.
Art Bell.
Oh yeah.
Squirrel
But
moment.
yeah, squirrel moment.
But anyway, back to you. You're saying.
Like I said, just find something makes you happy.
Small steps.
Small steps, work your way into it. If you can do something that benefits others as well as you, more power to you. I
No.
mean,
But don't overextend yourself either.
yeah, don't,
Been there, done that.
yeah, don't, for lack of a better word, don't write a check your ass can't cover. If you have
Facts.
27 pokers in the fire, but you can only do one, stick with the one. Don't worry about the other 26. If you have 27 pokers in the fire and you can handle seven of them,
Do five.
do five of them. That way you can put yourself heart and soul. I mean, do what makes you happy, put your heart into it. And do the best that you can do. All you can do is the best that you can do. If you half-ass it, if you half-ass life,
You're only getting one cheek out of it.
yeah,
Who wants
you're
one cheek? Who wants, I'd rather have the whole slice of pie.
yeah. So, yeah.
So thanks for that. Is there anything you would like to see on this podcast? Somebody we could try to get on, or something, any, where would you like to see the shop go? You know, I mean, I think I'm doing pretty decent. Knock on wood.
You've got
Lord willing.
hella vision. You've got hella plans.
Well, it's a kind of squirrel vision, but but yeah, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So, as in squirrel vision, I mean, we're all a little bit nuts.
Definitely. So anyway, back onto the I mean, track wise. Yeah, I've been talking about doing this podcast for quite a while. I'm really enjoying it. I'm hoping maybe we can make a little bit to pay for this part. I mean,
Yeah.
hey, that would be cool to, you know, make some serious dough and out balance out the shop, but I'm not gonna count on it. But it's this is my I do this for mental health reasons.
Well, I mean, not to squirrel moment, but I mean, with the way it's going now, it's looking better to me. The way it was going, and everybody talking about World War this, World
Oh,
War
God.
that. You guys are going to start a revolution? Shit, this new generation couldn't even start a lawnmower.
Couldn't drive a stick shift. But
Yeah.
on.
As in that, I've got one vehicle that, shit, I could leave the keys in there and nope. It's a standard.
Oh. I seen a picture somebody had on the back of a pickup. As my dad thought it was going to get me a 1, 2, 3, 4, 4R. Please bear with me. Oh, but anyway, we're gonna wrap up here for the night. Thanks for joining us. I hope you had a, I have you've had a good time. Oh, hell yeah. Let's cheers to that, man.
Any time out of the city is a good
Oh,
time.
yeah. We're gonna be working on the katana. We've talked about the coin idea. Instead of doing waffles, we're gonna start doing coin sales, and then
Yeah,
you buy
do
once
a
you buy
coin
a challenge
sale,
coin.
three entries into
Yep, I think that's what
the
did. Well, it's
waffle.
gonna be changed a little bit from different
Different glaze, different
different
numbers.
numbers,
So
but
like a smaller
yeah.
EDC, something like that, you get one, maybe two entries. If it's the higher end, like
The
the
katana or the
Katana
DD
or the
Tactical.
DD Tactical or something that takes more time, then you'll get three
Oh, yeah.
entries.
And what did you think of that idea? I mean, when I first told you about
Yeah,
that.
I thought it was pretty cool because FB has their rules and you have to call it a waffle and you can't say the
Well,
R
that and the
word.
state
Well,
of
that
Utah.
the state that we live in is set your clock back 20 years.
Yeah, we'll say that. We'll get into political on that, but so we watch it for that. We're going to come out with our challenge coin. You know, I am going to do with I think that's what I'm going to do with the katana. We'll do the 30-year in bladesmithing because this is my 30th year in bladesmithing. Granted, I grew up around it, but I actually started making knives when I was 10. Started selling, I'd give them to friends and everything.
See, that's what
Really.
I'm at right now is, I mean, I make all these knives and then I think I've sold three and I've probably given away two dozen.
There you go. Thanks. That's
And
another word.
yeah, what the hell? It's like, hey, look, I made this here.
There you go. So, and it makes good connections too. So anyway, so that's kind of what we're gonna do. We're gonna wrap up tonight. Thanks for joining us on the Behind the Anvil, even
Yeah.
though we're sitting in front of it. Dan's working on a better version. This is AI generated. What happens when I sleep and sitting there at night thinking I need an idea? And indeed, Kevin, it's Kevin's fault. Kevin got me into ChatGPT, and you can literally ask Kevin. We'll get him on here.
Yeah, Kevin's the computer guy. I can turn one on
And run a
and
mouse.
just really screw everything up.
His the messenger is literally full of ChatGPT ideas. Of, he's finally got the point. I'm not reading them anymore. There's too many words, and it's short circuit. I literally short circuited him one day because it's a boom, 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 boom. Well, so I said, "Do you regret telling me about ChatGPT?" Yes, I do. So anyway, hey, thanks for joining us. Coming up next, we're hopefully here soon. We're gonna have Deep Parker. Cowboy and Eileen here in the future for episodes, and then we'll hopefully do a joint episode between Sean. How you say his last name? Sh
Shropshire.
Shropshire, Shropshire,
Shropshire.
Shrop Sire,
Shire.
Shire.
There's an H in
Sounds good to me. You said and Deep Parker on the water and bladesmith. So that's kind of our lineup to looking up. We just had a.
Man, we are gonna check into getting Tobin.
Yes.
Dude,
We got ahead.
you guys
Yes.
will love him.
Yes.
He is the funniest.
I'll reach out and get with him. So we're gonna have I'm gonna do a lot of the Fortune Fire family, the alumni. Yeah.
Which I've tried, I haven't made it yet, but you never know. I might, unless they've quit making it.
I
I
think
think
the
they've
show's a
quit.
wraps.
Yeah, I think
That
they've
that's
quit
the rumor
making it.
mill.
But
Hey, we got American Bladesmith.
if you want to see me screw up and get my ass handed to me,
Hey, I didn't do all that great either, so.
well, kudos. I will say kudos to me because they had a hard time determining whose blade was who,
Which at first,
which
yeah.
was major hard on for me.
Hey, easy, feller. I don't swing that way. But,
You couldn't afford me.
oh, hell, you couldn't afford this, please. All right, guys, appreciate it. Hope you guys,
Oh, shit.
please subscribe, share our podcast out with people if you made it this far. If you have made it this far, we thank you.
Congratulations.
We are going to produce a lot, try to keep it to an hour, but we might go a little longer, especially with fun, exciting guests like Sam of
From a
Steph.
pair of idiots.
You don't have any social media yet. We're
I
definitely.
did make a, well, I had a friend make a face page for me, Facebook page. You can find it on Facebook. If you
You
look
have
up,
control of it though?
yeah.
Okay.
I'm one of the admins.
Oh, you should. You can take that over, actually.
Well, I know.
We'll
I
have
mean,
Kevin.
she's not really too concerned about
Oh,
it.
okay.
She just helped me make
Make it. So, Sam Squatch
it.
Forge
Yeah, Sasquatch Forge on Facebook.
on Facebook.
And I'm working on getting an Instagram and a website.
Website.
So
So,
I'll have
shout out to KB.
some of the stuff that I've made. If you look at it when it's posted and you like it, let me
Shoot
know.
me a DM. Or
Yeah.
not me, Sam.
Well, you can send
Or
me the
me.
DM and say, hey, I saw this blade. I'd like to talk to so and so. Me.
Yeah, there we go. Watch out for more stuff. You'll see a lot about a princess here and his forge. Oh, I'm glad I turned that over on you. Anyway, thanks for joining us here behind the anvil as he disappears to the
Disappears
great
into the
beyond.
desk. Into the desk.
This is a slide back. Yeah, just slide back. There you go. All right. He's gone. Back to the great beyond. And good night, folks. Thanks again.